Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Just happy Sunday. Just remember that this is the day that the Lord has made, and that we might, not that we should think about it, but we shall be glad in it. How many of you are glad in it? Well, let's remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I don't know about you, but I need the joy of the Lord. I need the peace that surpasses all understanding. And I am so grateful, and the Lord of Lords is that resource for me, that one and only true and living resource for me, the one and only true and living God. So welcome to Let's Talk. This is Cecilia. I'm probably going to do something a little different today without input from the audience or Minister Brandon. If you all could just pray with me, P-R-A-Y. That would be so awesome, and pray in agreement with me according to the agreement of our Heavenly Father. That would be so awesome. I know many of you have lots of things going on in your life that you need healing in your body, healing in your finances, healing on your jobs, healing in your relationships, healing in your conversations, your mind, the way you think, healing in your heart, just healing in so many areas of our lives. And so many of us even need healing in our ability to ask, which is ask, seek, and knock. And we need healing in our ability to know the word of God is real, and that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. So let's begin with prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Father, thank you for being God. Thank you for being a gracious, powerful, and on-time God. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for knowing our heart's desire. Thank you for giving us our heart's desire. Thank you for our leaders. Thank you for our colleagues. Thank you for our subordinates, because according to the word of God, we need to pray without ceasing and pray for one another. God, teach us how to pray for one another. Many times we're praying, God, and our prayer is not a selfless prayer. Help us, God, to have selfless prayers, not selfish prayers, but selfless, S-E-L-F-L-E-S-S, selfless prayer. Help us to have prayers that are specific. They're excellence and expectancy. They're limitless prayers. They're focused prayers, God. Even lamented prayers. Help us, God, to pray for everyone and pray about every situation. Help us, God, to know that those situations are not too hard or too great for the one and only true and living God. Help us to know that prayer and spending time with you is sacred time. to know, God, that prayer is us having not only a conversation with you, but us listening. Teach us how to see law in prayer and meditation. Teach us how to not just leave prayer for on Sunday or when we gather with the saints or when we are eating a meal and we're praying over our food. Help us to pray when we're driving down the streets. Help us to pray before we get in the vehicles, on the motorcycles, on the bikes, and even walking, God. Help us to pray for those that have different types of illnesses and diseases that they're dealing with. But many times we pray for one another that are addicted to sexual perversions, and we should, God. We pray for them to be delivered and to be set free. We even pray for those that are hooked on prescription drugs and regular drugs, street drugs. God, we pray for one another that's hooked on nicotine and tobacco and various other derivatives that are addictive for smokers and drinkers and people that would harm themselves with shooting up needles and those that would not follow the doctor's orders that you have blessed us to have, and you've given us those doctors that pray and ask you for wisdom and not just use their book knowledge, God, but use the book, the Bible, scriptures to pray over their patients and the nurses and all that's connected to them, God. We thank you for praying, doctors. We thank you for praying, lawyers that pray with their clients and the families, and that pray before they go into the counseling sessions with their clients, and that pray before they go into the courtroom, and pray while they're in the courtroom, and pray after they leave the courtroom, God. Teach the mothers and the fathers and the grandparents how to pray. Teach the aunts and the uncles how to pray, God. Teach the cousins, the nieces, the nephews, and the grandchildren how to pray. Teach the sisters and the brothers how to pray. Teach the friends how to pray. Teach people how to pray for one another in ways that they don't necessarily have to know what's going on, but they pray according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Teach us how to pray the prayer of repentance, prayers that repent and ask for forgiveness through commission and omission and things that we have all thought or allowed to cross our minds. God, teach us to talk to one another in honor and respect. Teach us, God, to want others to be successful. Teach us, God, not to walk in covetousness or jealousy or envy, God. Teach us, God, how to celebrate one another. Teach us, God, that backbiting and gossiping is not you. Teach us the power of speaking your word and praying your word, for your word shall not return unto you, Lord God. Teach us how to stand on your word, God. Teach us how to know that we know that we know that your word shall be established, and that you watch over your word, and that your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. Teach us, God, that your word is true, and that even when we pray the scriptures, we can stand on it, God, and know that it shall come to pass. Not that it might, God, but that it shall come to pass, because your promises are yea and amen. So we thank you for your promises. We thank you that your word even reminds us that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and he is my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lies waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 1,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, and the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God, we thank you for the very words and the very scriptures and those declarations of Psalms 91. God, we're honored for the very words of protection, of that safety place that you've given us in Psalms 91. Thank you for even the various other scriptures that you've given me to pray on today that I shall pray. I pray, God, Jeremiah 30 and 18, that says, thus says the Lord, behold, I will restore the fortunes of the tents of Jacob and have compassion on his dwellings. The city shall be rebuilt on its mound, and the palace shall stand where it used to be. Haggai 2, 7 and 9. And I will shake all nations, so that the treasures of all nations shall come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. Jeremiah 30 and 3. For behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will restore the fortunes of my people, Israel and Judah, says the Lord. I will bring them to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall take possession of it. Psalms 102 and 13. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is the time to favor her. The appointed time has come. Zechariah 1 and 16. For thus says the Lord, I have returned to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, declares the Lord of hosts. And the measuring line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Jeremiah 49 and 39. But in the latter days, I will restore the fortunes of Elam, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 33 and 7. I will restore the fortunes of Judah and the fortunes of Israel, and rebuild them as they were at first. Jeremiah 49 and 6. But afterwards I will restore the fortunes of the Ammonites, declares the Lord. God, we thank you for restoration. God, we thank you for our latter being greater than our former. God, we thank you for teaching us to pray. God, we thank you for teaching us that even when we pray, we can know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that it all shall come to pass. And God, as we continue in these prayers of your scriptures, we know that your word shall not return to you void. We know that the word shall be accomplished and it shall be established. Jeremiah 46:27 says, "But fear not, O Jacob, my servant, nor be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from far away and your offspring from the land of captivity, of their captivity. Jacob shall return and have quiet and ease, and none shall make him afraid." Jeremiah 23:3. "Then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply." Thank you, God. Isaiah 44 affirms the word of his servant and fulfills the counsel of his messenger, who says of Jerusalem, "She shall be inhabited," and of the cities of Judah, "They shall be built, and I will raise up their ruins." Zechariah 12, chapter, verse 6. "On that day, I will make the clans of Judah like a blazing pot in the midst of wood, like a flaming torch among sheaves. And they shall devour to the right and to the left all the surrounding people, where Jerusalem shall again be inhabited in this place," in Jerusalem. Jeremiah chapter 33. Verse 11, I pray, "The voice of the mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voices of those who sing as they bring thanks offerings to the Lord, the house of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good. For his steadfast love endures forever." Thank you for your steadfast love, God. "For I will restore the fortunes of the land as at first," says the Lord. Glory to God. Jeremiah 31:38, I pray. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the city shall be rebuilt for the Lord from the tower of Hell to the corner gate." Thank you for rebuilding, God. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for teaching us to sing and to bring thanksgiving as an offering in the house of the Lord and to the house of the Lord. Thank you, God, for 1 Chronicles 29:19. "Grant to Solomon, my son, a whole heart, that he may keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, and perform in all, and that he may build the palace for which I have made provision." Thank you, God, for teaching us to keep your commandments and your testimonies and your statutes. Thank you, God, for teaching us and giving us a heart to want to build the very things that you've given us the provisions to build, and that our parents have given us the provisions to build, and that the various wisdom and prayers of others and entrepreneurship has given us the ability to build. God, thank you for the prophets, that we bring them and we honor you with them, God, and that we use them to be charitable and to help others, God, not always expecting something back. We thank you for that, God. Jeremiah 31:4, "Again, I will build you and you shall be built, O virgin Israel. Again, you shall adorn yourself with tambourines and shall go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Isaiah 44:28. Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall fulfill all my purpose, saying of Jerusalem, she shall be built, and of the temple your foundation shall be laid. Father God, thank you for us walking in our purpose that you've predestined us for. Thank you, Father God, for the very foundation that you're giving us to lay and that you've already laid before us, and that our forefathers and parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and on have laid the very foundation that you've given them when they fulfilled their purpose that you had given us. And for God, some of them were fulfilling the very purpose of laying the foundations for their seeds, and from generation to generation. Psalm 78:69, he built his sanctuary like the high heavens, like the earth, which he has founded forever. Nehemiah 7:4, the city was wide and large, but the people within it were few, and no houses had been built. Nehemiah 3:1-32, we thank you for teaching us how to consecrate the buildings and the towers. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to set the doors and the beams and the bolts and the very bars in order. Thank you, God, for teaching us how to repair the various things and how to serve you, God. Thank you, God, for Ezekiel 7:20-22. It's beautiful. Ornaments they use for pride, and they made their abominable images, their detestable things of it. Therefore, I make it an unclean thing to them, and I will give it into the hands of the foreigners for prayer, and to the wicked of the earth for spoil, and they shall profane it. And I will turn my face from them, and they shall profane by a treasure place. Robbers shall enter and profane it. God, thank you for teaching us not to have those things that are in pride and those things that are detestable to you. Thank you, God, for teaching us not to have those abominable images or to be those people that would be wicked before you, God, those people that would need to be spoiled and to be turned over to robbers, God, but teaching us how to be pleasing in your sight and how to walk in obedience, God, so that you will be that Psalms 91 God for us that is our refuge and our fortress, and that you're blessing us in the city and blessing us in the field, and that we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you for blessing us from our head to our toes, from our inside out, with healing and wholeness and wisdom and a purpose and a heart to do your will, to say what you would have us to say, to go where you would have us to go, to have us to be silent and to even have Selah moments when you've declared and decreed it, God. Help us to know that even when Zechariah 14:10 says, and the whole shall be turned into a plain from Geba to Roman south of Jerusalem, but Jerusalem shall remain aloft on its site from the gate of Benjamin to the place of the former gate to the corner gate and from the tower. Thank you, God, for the king's wine thirst. Thank you for Jeremiah 31:40 that talks about a whole city of dead bodies and how you yet will show us how to be sacred in you, Lord, and that you will not uproot us and overthrow us anymore forever. Thank you, God, for Jeremiah 31:23 that reminds us that you're our Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, and that, God, you shall use your words in the land of Judah to restore the fortunes, God, to bless the inhabitants of your righteousness on your holy hill. Thank you, God, that Jeremiah 29:14 lets us know that you have found and declared us, God, and that you will restore the fortunes and gather all your nations and all the places, God, that we were driven and the places that we were in captive, God, that you're going to be a strong deliverer and deliver us from exile, God. Thank you for Exodus 6:3-13 reminds us about even when the kings decree a thing concerning the house of God, that you'll let that house be rebuilt and that you'll cause us to have sacrifices offered before you, sacrifices of prayer, sacrifices of thanksgiving, knowing, God, that the cost of cost and the ransom of ransom has already been paid through Jesus Christ. And we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for everything that he's done. We thank you that he's sitting even on the right hand of you right now, Father God, making intercession for each and every one of us, being a demonstration, an example of selflessness, God. Teach us, God, his example, God. Thank you for 1 Chronicles 29 and 1 that talked about even when we assembly together, God, that even when we're inexperienced and don't know what to pray, that the Holy Ghost will pray for us. God, thank you for teaching us how to know that you are the Lord of everything, and we want you to be the King of everything in our lives. God, we thank you for even teaching us to walk in your favor and forgiving us, baby. God, we thank you for teaching us how that when we pray for one another, God, that you are going to answer those prayers, God. We dedicate this day to prayer for Apostle Sandra Thomas, God. We dedicate this day of prayer for even Wiggles, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that they're going to be healed and whole in every area of their lives. We thank you for the favor that you set and sit with them. We thank you for the favor that is encamped all around them. We thank you for the angels of protection that are encamped around us. We thank you, God, that you're teaching them how they're blessed in the city and they're blessed in the field. We thank you, God, for teaching them how to diligently be upright before you, God, and how to come before you with their whole heart and praise, for they enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. God, we thank you for even teaching them the very things that come from their mouth and that's in their heart and in their minds, that it's blessed and that it's highly favored by you, God, because they're saying those things and thinking those things that are beautiful. They're thinking those things that are your will and your way, God. We thank you that they're not proud. We thank you that they're humble and they're submitted to you, God. They're submitted to the word of God. They're submitted to being those people that are examples to others, for they know that they are read of men and God, and we know that we want the things that men are reading to say that Jesus is Lord. We want them to know that the things that are being read is saying that you are the one and only truly living God, and that we have to give you our whole heart, not part of our heart, not some of our heart, not occasionally, excuse me, give you our heart, God, but we must give you our heart every day, and we must be ashamed of those things that would cause us to not want to give you our whole heart, God, for we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed of knowing that you are God. You give us hope. You've given us grace. You've given us mercy. You've given us life, and that more abundantly. We thank you, God, that you're teaching us how to know that we can know that we know that you can have our whole heart, God, and that we can dedicate our hearts to you. We can dedicate our minds to you. We can dedicate our jobs, our families, and everything that's concerning us to you, God. Teach us to lay it before your feet and allow you, God, to do what you would do with it, and that we don't have to lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways, God, we must acknowledge you, God. So help us, God, to not think that we have to know it all, God, but that we have to know you know it all. Teach us, God, to be revived and refreshed in your loving kindness. Teach us, God, to take every affliction, everything that will come our way to try to cause us to miss out on you perfecting us, God, that we can give it to you, God. For we know that we have a part to play, God. We thank you for teaching us to be teachable, for teaching us that we can have words to come forth out of our mouth that are not only sweet, but God, that are words of declarations for your word, for those words, God. Teach us the power of the words. Teach us how we don't want to be people that are evil doers. Teach us how we don't want to be people that are double-minded. For God, if you said we're healed on this side of heaven, God. And if you said we're blessed on this side of heaven, and that is an honor to be your servant. It's an honor to be your son and daughter. God, we thank you We thank you for even when the pain is wrecking through our body, God, that we'll call on the very name of Jesus and we'll have peace and know that, God, your word is and your word shall be. We thank you for Jesus being the word, being made flesh. Thank you for teaching us, God, to live in your word, to stand in your word, and that it's all right for us to cry for help and know that you hear us, that knowing that you draw nigh, that you draw near us. We thank you, God, for being a strong deliverer. We thank you, God, for your mercies enduring forever. God, we thank you for you giving us that peace that surpasses all understanding and joy unspeakable, God. We thank you that we cannot pray your precepts and your principles enough, God, for that we can know that we know that, and we know Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you and with my righteous hand. Thank you for James 5:14 that says, if anyone among you is sick, let them call for the elders of the church to pray over them and to anoint them with the oil in the name of the Lord. We thank you for Matthew 11:28 that says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We thank you, God, for people coming to you and you giving them rest, God, rest on this side of heaven, God. We thank you for Philippians 4:19, and for it teaches us that my God will meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you for your riches and glory. We thank you for Proverbs 4. It teaches us, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my word. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to ones who whole body. Thank you for the health to our whole body. God, we thank you for Exodus 15:26 that teaches us, he said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Thank you for being the Lord that heals us, God. We thank you for your healing, God. And we thank you for Psalms 107:19-21 that says, and then they cried to the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them from their distress. And he sent out his word and healed them, and he rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. God, we thank you for reminding us that we can cry unto you, God, and that you'll save us from every distress, every financial distress, every physical, emotional distress, everything, God, that would distress us or try to distress us on our jobs, in the courtroom, God, that you've already healed us and you've already sent your favor before us, God, and that we will be rescued. We thank you for rescuing Wiggles and protecting him. We thank you for you showing him your unfailing love. We thank you, God, for even teaching Wiggles to walk in Exodus 23:25 that said, worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water, and I will take away sickness from among you. So we thank you for taking away all types of sickness of the mind, sickness of the body, sickness in the central nervous system, sicknesses in the cardiovascular system, sickness in scan, sickness in the lymphatic system, sickness in the reproductive system, sickness in the musculoskeletal system, sickness in our blood, sickness in our eyes, sickness in our mouth, sickness in our ears, sickness in every organ, every extremity, God. We thank you. Sickness in our bank accounts, sickness in our minds, sickness in our friendships, sickness in our homes, sickness on our jobs, sickness and iniquities in every area of our lives, God. We thank you for obliterating it and annihilating it. For your word in Psalms 30 says, Lord my God, I call to you for help and you heal me. So thank you for healing. thank you, God, for even Isaiah 53:4 that says that surely he took up our pain and bore our sufferings, yet we are considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities, and the punishment that brought us peace was on him, and that by his words we are healed. So we thank you for the miraculous, God, that even the miraculous is in the courtroom, that the miraculous is in the hospital room, the miraculous are in the bedrooms, in the living rooms, in the cars, walking down the street. We thank you for the miraculous, God. We thank you for the miraculous healing and wholeness. We thank you for even the doctor shall look at Apostle Sandra Thomas and say, it has to be God. God, we thank you for the testimonies, God, of your miraculous. We thank you, God, that you can even do it on this side of heaven, that you can cause every cell, every follicle, every inch, every meter, every blood cell, every follicle, even every hair follicle, every toenail, every fingernail, God, every part of her body to not only be healed, whole, and blessed, but to be a walking, living testimony about the miraculous of God. For when the people and the books and the doctors and the enemy of our soul would say that it's over, that you said it just begun. We thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for revival. We thank you for refreshing. We thank you for there is not too hard for you, God. We thank you for Psalms 103:2-4 that says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases and redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. We thank you for Psalms 41:2-3 that said, the Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land, and he does not give them over to the desire of their foes, and the Lord sustains them on their sickbed and restores them from that bed of illness. We thank you that even those things that would appear to be dead, that you're calling them forth and saying, Lazarus, come forth. That sickness, that disease, that thing that's trying to bound you, that thing that's trying to stricken you and burden you down, that it cannot hold you. For God, we thank you for the restoration from the very sick bed. We thank you, God, for the restoration for the broken heart. Psalms 147:3 said, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Jeremiah 17:14 says, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. You are the one I praise. Thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas and Wiggles knowing that they're healed, God, that you've healed them, that you've saved them, and that they'll give you all of the praise, the glory, and the honor. Matthew 8:5-17 says, when Jesus had entered in Capernaum, a centurion came to him and asked for him. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, and the soldiers under me. I tell you this one, go and he goes, and I that one, come and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west, and I will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will throw outside into the darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done, just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed in that very moment. When Jesus came unto Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in the bed with a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits and with the word and healed all the sick. This was this was to fulfill that which was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. Father God, I thank you for even our prayer on today, and I am a leader in not only ministry, God, but even on the job. And yet, God, I am humbled and I am submitted to saying that I know that although I am not worthy of the very prayers that I have prayed and to ask you to heal Apostle Sandra Thomas and to ask you to heal Wiggles and to be there for them and to give them the desires of their heart on this side of heaven, God, that they would be blessed and whole, God. Although I'm not worthy, God, but that you would hear these prayers and that you would hear your word, God, that cannot return unto you, Lord. God, that you would hear the very cries of their heart, that God, that you would help. God, for you said we have not, for we ask not, God. So I'm asking you to heal them. I'm asking you to protect them. I'm asking you to favor in every area of their lives, God. I'm asking you to make their latter greater than their former, God. I'm asking you, God, to do these things in Jesus' name, not because I'm worthy, God, but because of the promises of your word that are yea and amen, because of your word that shall not return unto you void, God, but because of your word, God, that you are not only a keeper of your word, but you allowed your word to be made manifest through Jesus, and that he, by his stripes, that Apostle Sandra Thomas and every situation in her life is already healed, and that Wiggles is healed in every situation of his life, God. So we thank you and we adore you, and I thank you for answering these prayers, God, not because of who I am, but because of who you are, God. You are God. You are the one and only true and living God. You are the mighty God. You are the all-powerful God. You're Jehovah Rapha. You're Jehovah Shalom. You are Adonai. You are Jehovah God. You are Daddy God. I ask you because of who you are, God, and who you are in their lives, God, that they will honor you everywhere and every fiber of their total being, God. Draw them closer to you, God. I'm asking you these prayers in Jesus' name because of who you are. You are God. You are sovereign. You are in control. And God, we humbly submit everything in our lives that we want to control. God, we give it to you. For you to control it, God. We thank you for even the prayer that we prayed today and knowing that we're in agreement with your word, God, that three-strand cord, God. For even when it would be up here that I would be praying alone, God, that I'm praying with your Holy Spirit. And I'm praying with Jesus, that you are praying with me, God, and that the very manifestation of his prayer, God, is because of the unity with you. I thank you, for I'm praying in agreement with you. That's more than any prayer and agreement that I could pray with any man, with any boy or girl. I pray this prayer for Apostle St. Thomas and Wiggles. I pray it to you. And with you, who you are, God, to the best of my soul would love for me to pray for this and that concerning myself. But I pray for others unto today, God, I humbly submit to you in prayer. Of my heart for Sandra, for Krishna, answering my prayer, God, on this side of heaven. For I even sing this melody for them. For I sing as though Apostle Sandra Thomas was singing this song. For I sing this song as though Wiggles was singing this song. Just this melody. I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. One more time, God. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Amen and amen. I thank you for all that you've already done and that you're going to do in Jesus' name. I thank you for those that have been listening. I thank you for those that will listen. I thank you for the manifestation of the prayer that you've already prayed for Sandra Thomas. And I thank you for all of the prayers that we've already prayed for Rashawn, God. I thank you for I pray for them in their titles, Apostle Sandra Thomas, and I pray for them, God, in who they are. Their, as the people would say, their legal names. Prophet Antoine would say Sandra Irene Thomas. The family would say Krishan. But God, I thank you for knowing their name. Whether we call them by a nickname, Sandy, or we call them by a nickname, Wiggles, you still know who they are. Whether we call them apostle, teacher, preacher, friend, nephew, cousin, great nephew, whatever we would call them, God, that you know them by name. And every follicle, every fiber of their total being, God, you know it. And we thank you for teaching us that you know us. So thank you for everyone that has prayed. And don't forget about Iron Sharpening Iron tomorrow with Minister Brandon Kaiser and Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and that God's doing great things for them, that we even pray for the excellency of God in their lives, so that they will do things that not only will please God, but that will honor God, and that will cause them to do great and mighty things for God. We thank you for Elder Kendall, God, and that soon that she will be back on the air with God Still Heals. We thank you for everyone that teaches and preaches and shares on the air on Iron Sharpening Iron or any of the ministries on Blog Talk, Prophet Anton and his family, Servant Pastor Troy and his family, Dr. Serena Wright, Apostle Sandra Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Branson Kaiser. We thank you for even the guest speakers that have been on this line, God, those that are past and present and future. Have your way, God, in every area of our lives. And thank you for our foundational scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We give you this day, we give you this hour, we give you this minute, Lord. We give you every minute of our lives. We submit it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So until tomorrow night, bye-bye, and love you with the love of God.